You must first see yourself as worthy before you can see another as worthy. You must first see yourself as blessed before you can see another as blessed. You must first know yourself to be holy before you can acknowledge holiness in another. If you put the cart before the horse, as most religions ask you to do, and acknowledge another as holy before you acknowledge yourself, you will one day resent it. If there is one thing none of you can tolerate, it is someone being holier than thou. Yet your religions force you to call others holier than thou. And so you do it for a while. Then you crucify them. You have crucified, in one way or another, all of my teachers, not just one. And you did so not because they were holier than thou, but because you made them out to be. My teachers have all come with the same message, not I am holier than thou, but you are as holy as am I. This is the message you have not been able to hear. This is the truth you have not been able to accept. And that is why you can never truly, purely fall in love with another. You have never truly, purely fallen in love with yourself. And so I tell you this, be now and forever centered upon yourself. Look to see what you are being, doing, and having in any given moment, not what's going on with another. It is not in the action of another, but in your reaction that your salvation will be found.
Well, I know better, but somehow this makes it sound as though we should not mind what others do to us in relationship. I mean, like they can do anything, and so long as we hold our equilibrium, I guess, keep our self-centered and all that good stuff, nothing can touch us. But others do touch us, certainly touch me, and their actions sometimes hurt us. It's when the hurt comes into relationships that I don't know what to do. It's all very well to say, stand aside from it, cause it to mean nothing, but that's easier said than done. I do get hurt by the words and actions of others in relationships.
The day will come when you will not. That will be the day on which you realize and actualize the true meaning of relationships, the true reason for them. It is because you have forgotten this that you react the way you do. But that's all right. That's part of the growth process. It's part of evolution. It is soul work you are up to in relationship. And that is a grand understanding, a grand remembering. Until you remember this, and remember then also how to use relationship as a tool in the creation of self, you must work at the level at which you are, the level of understanding, the level of willingness, the level of remembrance. And so there are things you can do when you react with pain and hurt to what another is being, saying, or doing. The first is to admit honestly to yourself and to another exactly how you're feeling. This many of you are afraid to do because you think it'll make you look bad. Somewhere deep inside of you, you realize that it probably is ridiculous for you to feel that way. It probably is small of you. You are bigger than that, but you can't help it. You still feel that way. There's only one thing you can do. You must honor your feelings. For honoring your feelings means honoring yourself. And you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. How can you ever expect to understand and honor the feelings of another if you cannot honor the feelings within yourself? The first question in any interactive process with another is, now who am I and who do I want to be in relationship to that? Often you do not remember who you are and do not know who you want to be until you try out a few ways of being. That is why honoring your truest feelings is so important. If your first feeling is a negative feeling, simply having the feeling is frequently all that is needed to step away from it. It is when you have the anger, have the upset, have the disgust, have the rage, own the feeling of wanting to hurt back, that you can disown these first feelings as not who you want to be. The master is one who has lived through enough such experiences to know in advance what her final choices are. She does not need to try out anything. She's worn these clothes before and knows they do not fit. They are not her. And since a master's life is devoted to the constant realization of self as one knows oneself to be, such ill-fitting feelings would never be entertained. That is why masters are imperturbable in the face of what others might call calamity. A master blesses calamity, for the master knows that from the seeds of disaster and all experience comes the growth of self. And the master's second life purpose is always growth. For once one is fully self-realized, there is nothing left to do except be more of that. It is at this stage that one moves from soul work to God work, for this is what I am up to.